Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Let's start with today's pandemic stats, and we're focusing on COVID-19 patients in hospitals since that's an accurate number updated daily. The state says in LA County, the number of COVID-19 patients is down to 1,555. That's a 19% drop from the county's peak 3 weeks ago. Orange County's peak was 2 weeks ago. Now the number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals is down to 466. Riverside County is down to 613 COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That's a drop of 60 from Friday. So the downward trend runs all across Southern California. Now to vaccines. Today is the deadline for all LA City employees to get their first shot of the two-shot Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines, if they're the ones they want. Here's KPCC's Frank Stoltz.
Under a new ordinance, all of the city's roughly 50,000 employees must get vaccinated or apply for a religious or medical exemption. Those choosing the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines must get their first shot by today. They must receive their second shot or the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine by October 5th. The mandate covers city police and firefighters who have been slow to take the vaccine. LAPD Chief Michael Moore said last week that nearly half of his department remains unvaccinated and that he's working to overcome that hesitancy. The ordinance does not specifically say that a city employee will be fired if they refuse to get vaccinated, but it does say that those employees will be ineligible for promotion or transfer. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
And let's clear up some vaccine confusion. Last week on KPCC's Air Talk, we put a question to Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital. She's an expert in infectious disease. So with COVID-19 vaccine booster shots coming up soon, is it okay to get that shot and a flu shot at the same time?
It's probably best for right now to keep them separated. I would recommend, truthfully, at this point, to get the flu vaccine first. It is available now. Give yourself a couple, 3 weeks before you sign up for the booster if you're eligible. I think that would probably be a good interval.
The next day on Air Talk, Dr. Dean Blumberg was asked the same question. Should you wait or can you get your flu shot or, say, single shot and a COVID-19 vaccine shot at the same time? Dr. Blumberg is a specialist in pediatric infectious diseases at the UC Davis Children's Hospital, and he says there's enough research on the COVID-19 vaccines that the CDC now says different vaccines at the same time is fine.
There doesn't need to be any attention paid to any interval giving shingles vaccine or others vaccines with COVID vaccine. So you can get it on the same day, you can get it the next day, a week later, 2 weeks later, whatever's more convenient for you.
Well, today, Dr. Kimberly Schreiner was back on Air Talk, and she says she knows the CDC now says different vaccines at the same time is fine, but she still says waiting a week or so between vaccines is a good idea.
My concern is if you have a reaction, you know, a very bad sore arm or some other type of unusual reaction to the flu vaccine, and you also receive your COVID vaccine at the same time, it's going to be hard to tally how these boosters perform and what kind of reactions they cause in the setting of the COVID vaccine.
So you can get a flu shot and a COVID-19 vaccine shot together, but Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena prefers a break of several days between the two. She also says get your flu shot now. They're already available. Do you ever skip the crosswalk and jaywalk across the street? It's a crime in California, but a bill up for a vote in the state Senate this week would largely end that. LA's Ryan Fonseca says there's more behind that bill than you might think.
Everyone jaywalks, but in Los Angeles and many other U.S. cities, police are much more likely to stop and cite black people. Over the past decade, nearly a third of jaywalking tickets issued by the LAPD went to black pedestrians, in a city with a 9% black population. AB 1238, dubbed the Freedom to Walk Act, would allow pedestrians more leeway to cross streets outside of crosswalks and remove the requirement to obey traffic signals. That means pedestrians would be allowed to cross on a yellow or red light as long as approaching vehicles are far enough away to cross safely. Advocates who push for safe streets and social equity say the bill is an important way to stop police from using jaywalking as a pretext to stop black residents. The bill was approved by the State Assembly in June and is due for a vote on the Senate floor this week. If passed, it would move to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk to be signed, then take effect January 1st, 2022.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.